Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. It is Dallas week. They're wearing the Kelly greens. We got a lot to discuss here on the show. Kyle behind the glass. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, listen. I know y'all been stressed out this week. I need to get you a drink or something. Go get you a nice little adult beverage, man, and just relax.
You talking to yourself or
no,
us?
No.
Well,
talking to people, man.
Oh, the people.
Yeah, because, you know, they about to get, you know, I'm pretty sure we're going to stress some folks out.
No one's going to get stressed out today. No, we're
going to get stressed out.
Well, we'll see. We're going to be quite fine.
What are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm just saying. They need to get.
Oh, is it be my fault today if people get stressed out?
No, I mean, they're going to be stressed out regardless.
Mm. Well, that's usually what happens around here. We got a lot to discuss. First of all, before we get to everything else, how about Tyrese Maxey last night? Good night for the local teams last night with the Flyers and the Sixers. Maxey, 54 points last night. What a night for him. And Hugh, hopefully what an afternoon, evening it'll be for the Eagles Sunday afternoon in Dallas. All right, it's been a weird week, right? It has. A lot of noise, a lot of drama around the Philadelphia Eagles this week. And here, as we get ready for the game itself, and this always happens, we're like, well, talk about the game. All right, well, I got to get something off my chest about this game. I got to get off my chest.
Get it off your chest.
And I just want to see how you feel. I want to see how everyone feels. Am I the only one feeling this week and today? As we walk into this game, typically, and sometimes you look at the schedule and you feel different things in different ways, different weeks. Like, for example, 4 weeks ago, if you had said, Joe, the Eagles-Cowboys, I would have said, Eagles are going to blow them out. Mm-hmm. Cowboys' defense is terrible. Eagles had started to roll a little bit offensively in the month of October. Like, oh, this is going to be a blowout. And then you kind of move forward to today, and maybe you feel the same, maybe you don't. And I'm looking at this game, and I have really weird trap game vibes to me today. I feel like, again, hold on. This feels like a trap game. You could laugh. It feels like a trap game to me.
I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now, this feels like a trap game. And let me explain why I feel that way. Look, obviously the Eagles are better than the Cowboys. Clearly. They are road favorites for a reason. They are way better than the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to end the season, you know, with like 5 or 6 more wins than the Dallas Cowboys. They're way better. But sometimes, and I don't mean to be Doc Rivers here, sometimes the schedule does different things to you.
Any given Sunday.
Well, and this is what I'm thinking about as we go into this game. So, number one, it's been a week of noise and distraction around the Philadelphia Eagles. They don't come across to me right now as a strong, united front. You could say it's all media-driven, and I say you're wrong. They do not come across for me right now as a strong, united front. So, we have that problem. Lane Johnson's not playing in this game. In the last 35 games without Lane Johnson, if you go back all the years with his injuries, they are 12-23 without Lane Johnson. He doesn't play. This team craters without Lane Johnson. Now, I think they'll be able to overcome it more this year because he's been in and out a lot, but the reality is they have not played well over years without Lane Johnson. So we're down Lane. We have all the infighting and nonsense within the team. And then you have the schedule spot, okay? Well, you could say, here's the schedule spot. The Eagles are coming off of 2 back-to-back physical games. Would you agree with that? Physical, tough games?
Yes.
Packers-Lions. The Dallas Cowboys have played 1 game in the last 18 days because of their bye. They've played 1 game in 18 days. They are clearly the more well-rested team in the month of November. So they're at home. They're more well-rested. They don't have the infighting stuff. And as bad as they are in defense, and they're bad, they're a little better now than they were a month ago. Let's call it for what it is. They traded for Quinnen Williams. They brought Overshown back from injury. They are ranked 31 in defense, but my eyes tell me they're more like, I don't know, 20 in defense now. Like they've gone from horrendous to just not very good. And I wish we could take advantage of it, But quite frankly, I don't trust the Eagles offense at all right now. So I'm adding all this up. And next week, we have a short week to play a 7-win football team in the Chicago Bears. Like, the Eagles have another game on Friday here at home against a 7-win Bear team. This feels like a trap game. Hugh, where are you at on this? But I'm telling you right now, I think the Eagles are going to win, but I fully expect this to be an uncomfortably close game in Dallas. It feels like a trap to me. Hugh, where you come down?
You know what, Joe? You brought some really sound points to this. And, you know, Monday, when the Cowboys played.
Yeah.
I looked at that and the way that they were playing and the emotion that they played with, and I thought the same thing.
Okay.
I thought
all
initially.
Right. All right.
But then I said I refuse to believe that.
Oh, so this team denial?
No. Okay. This team is dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no question about that. There's a lot going on with this team. But there's a lot going on with this team last year.
Yeah.
You know, and their dysfunction as that propelled them to go to the Super Bowl. So I think that even though it's dysfunctional on the outside, I think on the inside that for whatever reason, they've learned how to function with this dysfunctionality. And that's why I don't believe that this is a trap game. I mean, it has all the makings of a trap game, no question about it. You know, when you talk about everything that's going on. But this team has done a tremendous job of being functionally dysfunctional.
That's a good way to say it.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Seriously.
You know, I agree with that.
Because if we're keeping it a bean, this is not the first time that we've heard these rumblings coming out of the locker room.
Yeah.
They've just gotten louder. And people are upset because it's talked about more so this year than opposed to last year. But I can tell you, they've been going through these troubles for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been able to weather the storm and win games. And Nick Sirianni has been able to keep this team together. So I believe that's going to be the case.
Yeah, I hope you're right. And I think the Eagles are going to find a way to win the game. I just, like, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I would have said they're going to go down there and win by 10 or 14. And I don't feel that this morning. I feel like they're going to have a fight on their hands here on Sunday in Dallas. It feels like a game. It's in the middle of this schedule, like Packers, Lions, and the Bears. And I don't really think they're that great. But suddenly, they are coming in here next week as a 7-win team. Like, they're playing three teams that could all be in the playoffs. And right now are all right in playoff, you know, range. The Packers, the Lions, the Bears. And then sandwiched in between is a team that will not be in the playoffs in the Dallas Cowboys. That, to me, feels like a trap spot. 215-592-9494. And then you got this. Like, when the Eagles play the Cowboys in Dallas with Dak Prescott, they don't do very well. I mean, we had Elliott on earlier this week and mentioned how the Eagles have gotten blown out there multiple times. Like, the Eagles in Dallas against Dak has not been a good recipe for them. In fact, listen to Adam Schefter talking about Dak Prescott and the history in the NFC. Schefter on Dak and the history when they're in Dallas.
I think that defense is playing at a higher level with Quinnen Williams stepping in there, making his debut Monday night. Demarion Overshawn returns. Malik Hooker is back. Logan Wilson's at linebacker. Like, all of a sudden, they've got some players. Now, I'm not going to tell you that this is a really good defense, but it is an improved defense. And if you have an improved defense with that offense, that's pretty formidable. And you know what else is formidable? The Dallas Cowboys at home against NFC East teams. Ty, do you know Dak Prescott's record in home divisional games? 21-2. Do you know the last time that Dak Prescott has lost a home divisional game? 2017.
It's a long time, everybody. It is a long time. This one feels like a trap to me. Hopefully.
You sound like Adam need a puppy.
Well, I don't think he cares who wins or loses. I might need the puppy, but here's what I need. I need a win by the Eagles. I think they're going to get one. I just feel it's going to be tight and uncomfortably close. It feels like a trap game to me. I want the Eagles to have the mentality, at least in some ways, that I heard this word from A.J. Brown yesterday, because he was talking about a lot. We'll play a lot of what A.J. said yesterday at his locker. But he asked about Dallas and kind of how they're desperate for a win. Listen to what he said yesterday.
The Dallas team, they're going to probably come in desperate, right? I mean, and you can bury him with a win, more or less.
We desperate, too. We trying to get it going. We desperate, too. So
I hope they play like that, because they need to go win this football game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Am I the only one that feels this is trappy on Sunday? It's a weird spot. Kyle, where do you come down? Eagles at Cowboys Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you know me. I sort of go through waves and roller coasters of emotion and when all the drama's going on.
Kyle on Tuesday is different than Kyle on Friday.
Yeah, it's like everything's on fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what are we going to do?
Yep.
And then Friday comes around, and, you know, I get to thinking. First of all, it's Dallas, you know. But I feel like this Eagles team is untrappable. Now, is it going to be a tougher test than the Lions, like for our defense? I think absolutely. I think Dallas offense is going to be a much harder challenge, especially being in Dallas. But
in a dome, yeah. No weather, yeah.
But like, how many times do I have to hear about the other team and how desperate they are? Aiden Hutchinson saying it was a must-win for the Lions. What happened?
He had all that bravado.
And what happened?
Okay. Like, lost.
To me, at this point, it doesn't matter how desperate the other team is. Like, this is just who the Eagles are. Like, I don't, you know, I guess the one game you can point to that might have been a trap game was the Giants one where we lost. But that's also a short week, Thursday night divisional. Like, that's just a classic tough spot, right? I think the last time we were all throwing around the T word was that Panthers game last year. And they ended up pulling through and winning.
They did. It felt a little trappy, though.
But they came through and they won.
They did.
And wasn't that the week we had all the drama? We had all the drama afterwards, right?
Yeah.
But like every time all this stuff is floating around with the team, they end up banding together and they go out there and you know, I won't say put together a complete great performance because we haven't seen anything out of the offense yet. But something tells me it's not going to happen this week either.
Well, you're probably going to be right, and they're probably going to find a way to win the football game. The other, you go back to last year, I can think of two times we talked about the schedule spot, the team in the middle of other games as kind of trappy. And the Eagles won both games, to Kyle's point, but they both were kind of close. The Panthers game, and I also remember we had the discussion for the Jaguars game here last year, because it was right before the Commanders and then the Rams and then all that. This just, it feels to me like a weird spot. Dallas is playing better. They're coming off their win. They're more rested. It's in Dallas. And all the drama this week. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. This feels like a trap game to me. Agree, disagree. Chris in Middletown is up, starting us off on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Happy Football Friday. Chris, what are we feeling?
Jerry Jilly.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yo, shut up.
All right. That
what
was pretty
I
good.
I deserve this.
I laughed at that one. You got me. Go ahead.
Listen, take your powder ass back to Dallas and get out of our city.
Never even been to Dallas.
This isn't the day for this, Jerry, okay? Not the day. Let's get all cranked up. This Sunday, Eagles Nation invade Dallas. Get to their overhyped, over-polished, overconfident stadium. And we're about to remind them what they really are. A soft team with an even softer fan base. Their entire history was built on VCR highlight tape. Most of their fans don't even know what a VCR is. Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys will become part of the crime scene. Wrong place, wrong time, wrong era. When we walk out of that tunnel, they're going to feel us coming in their heart and soul. They know trouble's coming. Coach Fick is ready to unleash the hounds of hell on Dak Prescott.
And nothing in that shiny stadium is going to save them. This Sunday, every gap, every tackle, every snap is the battlefield. We're coming with fire in our eyes and fury in our fists. We're not here to compete. We're here to crush and dismantle. We're showing the world the truth. We are the most violent team in the league. We are the ones who finish the fight. We are going to beat you down in your own yard, right in front of your mama, a.k.a. Jerry Jones. We're going to leave you bloody and broken on the floor. Because this is our house. We own you. We own your piss-ass fan base. We are the champions. We are what everybody wants to be. You're not America's team. You're a media main joke. Take your big star and shove it up your dumpster. Philadelphia's America's team. One nation. One birthplace. One Liberty Bell. Home of the defending world champion. You ready? Here it comes. Dallas sucks.
Chris, good phone call. All right, Chris is on. I expected nothing more than Chris on point for Dallas Week, Hugh. I wasn't expecting the voice to go out today. I expected a big effort from Chris, and Hugh, he gave it to us.
Yeah, he did. You know, I didn't know they had a stripper pole in Jerry World.
I didn't Google that until you told me.
Yeah, I just
Googled it that way, or you just Googled Jerry World and it came up?
I was like, is there a stripper pole in Jerry World?
But
what got you there? What caused the search?
What caused the search?
Yeah, you're not going this weekend, are you?
No, I'm not. Oh. But I was just curious because I was always, they said it had all kind of different amenities and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering.
Like,
did it have a stripper
do
pole?
Do they have?
When you think amenities, the first thing that pops into your head is a stripper pole?
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, because I've heard it before.
Do they have a dancer performing, or is it just there?
It says they have stripper poles and dancers, or cage dancers.
Is it for Jerry?
Cages?
I don't know. But it says one TripAdvisor review specifically mentions from the massive outdoor art sculptures to the stripper poles and dancers. Jerry World does not disappoint.
Hmm. Yeah, I've never heard that. But this is the kind of information you get nowhere else.
Cage dancers.
Caged?
Cage dancers.
That feels wrong.
Being caged.
Being totally honest.
No, I'm
feels
just saying,
wrong. Dancers.
I was just thinking. I was like,
is
I just
2025?
Yeah. Someone might want to check on those guys down there. Let's talk to John in Coatesville. What's up, John?
What the hell?
Yo.
John, what's up?
Hey, man. Listen, first off, I want to say I was a huge fan of you, Hugh.
Was.
When you was playing, you are the reason why I grew out my hair and I got braids.
Have you since shaved your head in solidarity with you?
Nah, I didn't want to do that, but I did go to Bucky's because of you on my last vacation.
You're an inspiration, you
know,
Douglas.
I try, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. He is. Absolutely. Anyway. So with that being said, allow me to recklessly speculate.
That's what we do here. So go for it, John.
All right. So when it comes to Jalen Hurts and this upcoming game, on a broad spectrum, I do see it mirroring the same situations as we approached the Steelers game last year.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the year, a lot of drama, especially from AJ, and... You know, I feel like this is the same attitude that you saw in the meme where Jalen Hurts walked past the monitor right before the Super Bowl where he saw all of the talking heads counting him out. And you saw that face. The face is iconic. And then we know what happened in the Super Bowl. In the macro, as Jalen Hurts likes to say, whether we win or lose this game, which I expect us to win, this is still an ongoing problem. And just like A.J. Brown said, I don't feel like we're going to be able to sustainably repeat if the offense is an issue, regardless of how good our defense is, because mirroring what Hugh said last year, defense is sort of a luxury in the sense that it isn't always the number one defense. Because, see, if we had the offense that Brian Johnson had proposed with the defense that Vic Fangio is giving us now,
he preaching.
We wouldn't be having any of these conversations. But guess what? We have the luxury of having that defense on point, so our offense is lackluster without, you know, obviously. On another hand, this isn't A.J. Brown or Jalen Hurts' fault. We can go into a million
different... But whose fault is it then?
All right, so it is their fault. But it's not definitively their fault in whole. It has to be the offensive coordinator. Have you seen the route tree that A.J. ran this week?
So,
granted, Hurts missed a bunch of throws, obviously, in the last couple of weeks.
John, like I hear the route tree stuff a lot, and I see it. I mean, I see you watch the game. Don't you think Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni know of other routes to run? Like, why?
They have no clue.
You're right. They're running very predictable routes. I see it. You see it. The route tree charts show it. But, like, why is the question?
I think, you know, I took a job straight out of electrician school, Thaddeus Stevens, Pennsylvania, and it was for selling cars, and I wasn't trained for that. So it took me a while to come around the curve to be able to sell that first car. I'm not saying Kevin Petullo's, you know, completely inept, but, you know, he's been around, but he hasn't been in the position that he's at. I don't see him being on the same level as Steichen and what's the guy at the Saints now?
Kellen Moore. And I agree with that, and I think that we're seeing his youth in terms of in the role. John, I good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We do know this, though. Kevin Petullo was the pass game coordinator for Shane Steichen.
Yeah.
He was the pass game coordinator for Kellen Moore. So all those concepts that we're asking for, he was the pass game coordinator when they ran maybe more of those in the last few years. So there is some sort of disconnect here. Like, Kevin Petullo knows just as well as you or I or anybody else does, like, there's other routes they could run. Why they're only running what they run, Hugh, that is really the question.
And you would think that he knows the strengths and the weaknesses of the quarterback.
Of course.
You know, and
what he may prefer to do versus what he doesn't like to
it
do.
It just feels like, for whatever reason, it feels off script. It feels disjointed. And I don't think, if we're being fair, it's not just one thing. I think it's a bunch of things. I think it's a bunch of different things. And we can't put our finger on the one thing. So, you know, we all kind of bounce around and we have our own person that we want to blame all of this on. But it's not, to me, it's just not one thing.
I agree with you. I mean, look, there's probably five of them. It's probably Petullo being inexperienced. It's Sirianni, you know, providing nothing to the offense because that's just not what he does. It's probably the offensive line not being what it has been in years past, which is part of the reason why I have some, like, we're just overlooking Lane out of this game. Lane, there's been very few things in the NFL in terms of correlation between a player on the field and off in the last 10 years like Lane Johnson, other than quarterbacks. Like, when Lane Johnson doesn't play, the offense can't move the ball. They don't win games. And I'm not saying the Eagles are going to lose all these games without Lane, but this is going to make this game harder. And this thing to me on Sunday, with all the drama around the Eagles, I hope they're as focused as we want them to be, and it's all going to work out. But this thing feels like a trap game to me. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll get everyone's phone calls coming up here. Does this feel like a trap game to you? It does for me here on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is going to be a fight to win this thing and get another victory here. We'll get you set for CombiCon as well with a great prize. Tell you all about it coming up on this side. Plus, Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts on how this Dallas team has changed since week one. It does feel like a long time ago since we played the Dallas Cowboys. All right, we have all that coming up. 215-592-9494. Plus all of the Football Friday parts of our show. Guess the takes. We'll have a same game parlay for you later on the show. All coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.